Time is filled with the transition, not of earth and of consent. Build your hope, something seated, and now all to God's unchanging hand. All to God's unchanging hand. All to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. All to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. My brother, walk to God's unchanging hand. My sister, walk to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Bow to God's unchanging hand. Covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasures. They will never pass away. Sing with me. He holds to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright the home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. All to God's unchanging hand. And he walked to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. God bless you, brethren. I'm Pastor Albert Matimbe from Zimbabwe. And by God's grace, I'll be taking you on this week's daily devotions. The saints in Zimbabwe do send you all the Calvary greetings. At the moment of this week's daily devotion, we are having a convention in Harare, Zimbabwe, where God has spoken to us through His servants and from various countries, and God, to Him will give glory.
Amen.
Brethren, let's together walk through the Bible pages, beginning with 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. Here I read, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you to always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Apostle Peter, a man who had unique testimony, a unique gospel among others, he is that fellow to whom the grace was given. Among all the disciples, it was him who proclaimed Jesus to be the Christ. And here in the 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12, he says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. These words that were written happened some 2,000 years ago amongst the Caesarea Philippi, where Jesus was. And the man who was ascribed by that time, his name Peter, plainly, Matthew to say, plainly recorded these things. For people did not know Jesus Christ, even many of his disciples, they didn't know him. And he posed the question to them, who do people say the Son of Man is? And there were diverse answers from various disciples who said some considered Jesus to be Jeremiah, others considered him to be Isaiah, and some others considered him to be Micah, the prophet, and many more. But brethren, according to Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, here, Matthew 16, verse 14 says, but who do say I am? There was a lot of guesswork and assumptions taking place amongst the disciples. They didn't know also. But you know, Peter, amongst them all, was privileged to say who Jesus was. Yes, sir. And he answered this, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah, brethren. The heavens smiled at the answer given by Peter. The angels marveled at what Peter said. Even his companions, the 11 other disciples, they were very happy and encouraged to hear these words. Amongst these disciples, there were some who cherished what Peter said. Peter saved the face of the disciples, who were some who could have been brought to shame. When Jesus asked as to who he was, what could it be? For people who were following Jesus Christ for many, many days or many years or many months, and when the question was posed to them, they could be in the bracket of ignorant people who could not know who Jesus was. As you have heard that amongst them, they would say he was Jeremiah, he was Micah, he was Habakkuk, he was, name them all. But amongst these brethren, the disciples, stood a man who was not educated at all, and his name was Peter. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He knew who God was. He knew who Jesus was. And you know, Jesus remarkably, that particular time, told Peter, such a knowledge of knowing who Jesus was did not come from any earthly university or college. Neither did it come from that college which was there, or University of Babylon, where you know Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel did their science. This knowledge of who Jesus Christ was did not come from Gamaliel, who was one of the best scholars by then, under whom Apostle Paul learned. This knowledge of who Jesus was did not come from Ananias, who was one of the high priests. But the knowledge to know who Jesus was came from the Most High God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And you know very well that in the book of Acts chapter 4, verse 18, after a lame was made to walk through the prayers of John and Peter, that day when they were approaching the temple. And these things, you know, happened in AD 61. Yes, sir. And Luke, the scribe, he wrote down and recorded in the book of Acts. When he wrote the book of Acts to Theophilus and also the Christian Gentiles of that time, recording what he said or recording what transpired during that time, Peter and John spoke to the lamb and said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, in the name of the Lord, rise up and walk. Praise God. Amen. And now, this local recording in the book of Acts chapter 4, verse 18. He said, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, brethren. Yes, Peter and John had been with the present truth. They had Jesus in them. In them was a greater person, the personality of Jesus Christ, greater than Elijah the prophet, greater than Solomon the king, greater than David who slew that Philistine giant, and greater than Noah, and greater than all those that had been written in the Bible pages. That was about this Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. And this, by virtue of saying this, if we go to Matthew 16 verse 17, you come back with me on that scripture reading. Jesus remarking or making some remarkable reports, commenting on what Peter had said. He answered into him and said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give unto thee the keys of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever shall you loose on earth, that shall be loosed in heaven also. And brethren, look at the great honor bestowed to Peter, a man who did not know his left or right, a man who was not educated, but by the grace of God, he was given the keys of authority. Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord elevated him from a nobody to somebody. Yes. He said, whatsoever you loose on earth, it is also loosened in heaven. And whatsoever you bind on planet earth, that is also bound in heaven. The keys did not come from an earthly man. The keys given to Peter, the apostle, was not given to him by any earthly man, but the keys of authority came from Jesus Christ himself. And from that day and from that time, the disciples respected the man, Peter. They regarded him highly. Each particular time he would hear them, this is the man who got the keys from Jesus Christ. He has it all. That was Peter. And brethren, I'm not ashamed to tell you plainly that this very church that Jesus Christ he will build on top of the rock is the church I belong to. I may not know what church you would want to belong to, but as for me, I give you a profound declaration today, loud and clear, that this very church which Jesus Christ said you built on the rock is the church I belong to. I'm glad to tell you that I'm in it. I'm following this present truth. Praise God.
Amen.
And truth, what is the truth? And truth, if you know, if you want to go with me to find out really or to explain what truth is all about, here is the good knowledge about it. And truth refers to the actual state of a matter or an indisputable fact. This form of truth is objective. Yes, and can be verified through evidence. The truth you are talking about, the truth we stand on, the truth we proclaim is objective. It can be verified through evidence. And this is what it is. We have not followed cunning devices of men or tale stories. And you remember, or I can take you back to what happened on 15th May 1958 in a sermon called Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever, delivered by Reverend William Branham in those years. He said, now we are going to either find the way to be the truth or it's not the truth. And God only deals with the truth. And you know that a person can profess anything they wish to, but if God doesn't back it up and say this is the truth, then it's wrong. And I claim that this word is the same, and it remains the same, and can never be nothing else but the same God. And have to act the same way that he has always did. And if he will do that, that's about him. Praise God. So this week, the Lord willing, will trod the path of truth. Hallelujah. The revealed truth, which Apostle Peter said, you are established in the present truth. We round out by giving this song here together. Christ the soul, local I stand. All other ground is in sand. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise God. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the soul, in rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stem. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may the eye in him be found. Dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. God bless you. I will call Brother Asel to close this session with the word of prayer. We have to stand on this rock, the revealed truth, the present truth.
Shall we pray? Dear God, we will humbly come before your presence this morning. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity which you have given us today, which you have foreordained before the foundation of the world. Lord God, we have taken this time, Lord, not to do other things but to respect your word and share the truth in it. Father, we pray that, Lord Jesus, as these words of life come and sink deep in our hearts, that we may live a truthful and holy life, Lord Jesus, like the apostles of old. May you help us, Lord Jesus, from the beginning to the end. We ask the mercy of God from today through the week as the devotion is going on. May you bless everyone, Lord Jesus, who's going to listen, Lord Jesus, to these words of life. We give you glory and honor to this morning, Lord Jesus. May you bless us in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brethren. We'll meet in the next session.